About three things, I was absolutely positive. First, Edward was a vampire. Second, there was a part of him, and I didn't know how dominant that part might be, that thirsted for my blood. And third, I was unconditionally and irrevocably in love with him. This is an excerpt from Stephanie Meyer's book Twilight, a vampire fantasy with cult status. Like Harry Potter, Twilight has become a book phenomenon and brought reading back into the teenage forefront. In this podcast, I will be investigating the role of books in today's society, from following the history of reading to weighing up generational perceptions. Throughout the late 18th and 19th centuries, Romanticism was prominent in literature. Authors and poets were revered for their vivid imaginations and meaningful insights. Writers had a godlike status, which continued well into the 1900s. Readers looked to books as a model on how to live, seeking moral and cultural guidance from the great works. But during the 1960s, things changed with the rise of modernism and the so-called death of the author. The reader's status grew to the point where all that mattered was the interpretation of a work. Today, reading is more than a form of enlightenment, and books can be both educational and entertaining. Different genres, ranging from sci-fi to chick lit, ensure there's a type of reading for all kinds of societal groups. But is the role of reading as valid as it used to be? What relationship does it have with the current generation? And how have new technologies impacted this age-old tradition? I hit the streets of Brisbane to find out.
You can't cope without reading, from street signs through to how to fill in a form.
It takes you to a world where you can picture everyone for yourself and escape reality.
You can imagine what you like, you don't have to be showing it.
I think that the last medium where you're in control, I think a book can reflect your own experiences and your own opinions.
Well, it seems reading has continued to grow with society. But on a deeper level, what motivates people to read? In search of some answers, I spoke to Andrew Ferguson from one of Brisbane's reading hotspots, Archives Fine Books.
There's all sorts of different readers and all sorts of different books. For instance, we've got avid book collectors who purchase books for ornamental reasons or historical reasons, collecting out of print and rare books, specifically certain old editions. Also, younger readers that are just wanting to buy the bestsellers, the recent bestsellers, and whatever popular fiction is available. So there's a variety of different readers and different books to go with those readers. Predominantly, our customers are not youths, to be honest, so it's probably a negative in that sense. Though we do have certain avid young readers, some of which pursue reading the classics systematically and study philosophy or whatever it is they wish to do, but there is certain positive signs of young people really wanting to read broadly and in depth. But I would say generally it is a reinforcement of the stereotype that older people are probably better readers and more often doing the reading than the youths. I would say the culture that they're in at the moment is more inclined towards technology and various other mediums of entertainment, whereas the previous generations, a book was very solidly one of the main forms of entertainment and of education as well, whereas the internet and computers generally have surpassed books in their accessibility in the modern era.
The perception of reading amongst today's youth is understandably different from that of previous generations. Winner of the 2008 State Library Short Story Competition, 19-year-old Marie Spratt is able to give us a personal insight into this issue.
Books obviously aren't the primary form of entertainment anymore. TV and video games and whatnot have eclipsed that, but there's obviously still a market for them, and every so often you do get a book that becomes a pretty large phenomenon, like there was Harry Potter and now currently there's the Twilight series. And I'd say that written expression still plays an important part in today's society, with text messaging and email and MSN and things like that. Young people are definitely still reading and writing.
New forms of entertainment pose strong competition for reading. But film and television student Michael Jones says the situation is not as simple as it may seem.
Well, I think the older generations grew up with it. You know, reading was one of the very few forms of, I guess, entertaining yourself. And I think all the new mediums that teenagers get distracted with today, well, not distracted, but the other forms of entertainment or storytelling that they choose to get absorbed in, you know, television, DVDs, people of other generations didn't grow up with that. What people need to realize is they're not rejecting reading. It just has to find a place amongst a greater sea of mediums of storytelling. It's weird, there's some kind of well-known societal norm that you are supposed to read and everyone knows it, and when you don't, you feel guilty and you think, oh, I should really do that. There's something in us that knows that it's important and knows that it should be done. I think sometimes we're not making the choice not to, it's just time passes by and we suddenly realise we've neglected it, even subconsciously. Maybe because we're busy, or maybe because, you know, with all our other distractions and form of entertainment, reading just slips your mind.
The annual Lifeline Bookfest receives almost 1 million visitors when it opens its doors in Brisbane. I spoke to Dawn Muir, a Lifeline Bookfest volunteer, willing to give us her wisdom on the role of reading in today's society.
Reading is critical for all young people in all societies, really, to get ahead and to manage their lives. I think youngsters who think reading's uncool are just being difficult.
While Bookfest is a highly popular event now, will the humble paperback survive into the future?
The internet, I think, can only really benefit book reading. People can go online and Google their favourite author and find out what other books they've written. They could join, you know, fan communities based around a book. And you have Google Books where you can go online and read extracts and then decide if you want to go ahead and read it. Even the library catalogues, you don't have to go out to the library to get a book. You can search through the catalogue and put it on hold. So I think the internet benefits book readers and it makes it easier for them to get the books they're after and to discuss the books that they enjoy.
Books are more accessible via the internet. You can get electronic books and you can purchase books over the internet. But they do also have, I guess, a negative effect on reading in the sense that they maybe de-emphasise needing to purchase the books or read the books thoroughly. Just it's quite easy to find an excerpt for an assignment with search engines, and that takes away from the tradition of reading as it has been known.
The popularity of reading may ebb and flow, but books continue to have a soft spot in the hearts of many. So next time you're passing a bookstore, step inside. You may find yourself immersed in the literary world. Or at the very least, I'm sure the latest book in the Twilight series would be available. I'm Siobhan Hegarty, and you've been listening to 4ZZZ.